Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chili's, we go to the Great Midwest Bank hotline bringing Gary Wolfel, who is going to get caught in some friendly fire, I think, with the conversation that Chuck and I have been having for the last 20 minutes. Hello, Gary.
I am shocked. Getting caught between the fire of you two guys.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Well, we're putting you right in the middle of it, Gary. Gary, hey. We're talking about Chris Middleton, an obvious conversation piece on the show and among fans, whether or not the Bucks are what they would pay him. I'll take it this way first. What do you think Middleton, will he get a max offer on the free agent market if he gets out there?
Well, you know what? I didn't think he would, and I still don't think he is. But I wrote a story last week prior to the trading deadline, and I quoted an NBA executive who I truly respect. And he said, Chris Middleton will get the max. And I said, the max? He goes, the max. So take it for what it's worth.
Which would be how much?
What do you think? This is mind-boggling. Can you believe if he gets the max, this is where I am really blown away. He will be paid as much or more than Aaron Rodgers. Okay?
So $35 million?
I thought Rodgers was around 32, 33, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's in that ballpark. What do you think the starting salary is? First year of a five-year max.
27?
Pardon?
I have to guess. I don't know, 30?
No. $33 million in the first year.
Wow.
Not 28 or 30, 33. First year. 5 years, what do you think the average is?
Probably 35.
Bart?
I wasn't prepared for a quiz. I'll say 35.
$38 million average.
That would have buyout all over it.
You still want to give him the max?
No. Well, I never did.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, the Bucks are in a tough situation.
I think what the discussion turns into is, are you going to get somebody better? Do the Bucks take the risk of letting him walk, not getting anything for it? And then, if you want someone better than Chris Middleton, okay, so then we're looking at like Kyrie and KD and Kemba, and I just don't see any of those guys wanting to come here. So the Bucks are in a situation where, and you have Chris Middleton, good article at The Ringer today. We'll also promote WolfelsPressBox.com, of course, but a good article at The Ringer talking about how good Chris Middleton is. And I just think he plays so well with Giannis. I do think he's a good complementary piece to him that you almost pay him. It's almost like Giannis, you're also paying Giannis a little more, like Giannis earned that money for Chris. You have a good thing going. I think that the Bucks are going to look at the landscape out there and think they're just going to have to re-sign him. And I'm trying to tell people this morning, and I'm really trying not to like whine when I do it because then they get mad, but I'm just trying to tell people.
Is your Twitter account blowing up?
Yeah, people are hating on me today, Gary.
It's about time.
I know. I've been skating along the positivity for too long. I think that they're going to have to re-sign Middleton, which should not really be looked at as a consolation prize. He's a good player. But Chuck thinks that, like, I think Chuck got hoodwinked into when AD said, I'm interested in playing with the Bucks. I don't see any of those guys still coming here. Maybe if they make like the deepest run, like some of our callers have said, but I still think their best course of action is going to have to be to re-sign Middleton. So that's why I'm trying to warn people today.
Yeah, normally I agree with Chuck on 99.9% of his observations. Because you're the man, right, Chuck?
Yes, but you're going to tell me the Bucks are not a destination yet?
Yes, yes. And think about this. You know, when George Kyle took his team to the Eastern Conference Finals, I mean, that team was about as appealing to play for as any. And they couldn't, the best they could come up with was Anthony Mason. Remember that?
Yep.
And we know how that turned out. But think of the history of the Bucks. Their biggest free agent, who do you think their two biggest free agents were?
Well, it was the guys that it was Monroe and probably Michael Redd?
Well, yeah, I mean, that they got from another team as a free agent. I would say,
I would say Monroe.
Greg Monroe or Bobby Simmons. Remember Bobby Simmons was coming
around? Yeah, that turned out bad.
Year.
Yeah.
And think of that. These are their two biggest free agent acquisitions, and neither one of them was even an all-star, okay? So you never say never, but the odds certainly are stacked against them.
Well, I think, though, that's changed. You don't think that the perception of Milwaukee and the fact that they're a contender and a chance to play with Giannis, that has – now, the Bucks haven't done anything yet, but it has changed. Beautiful facility, terrific workout area, that where Milwaukee used to be a place where you didn't want to play, the mentality has changed somewhat?
Yeah, I think it has to a degree. But again, there's so many – more lucrative places. I mean, everybody wants to go to the West Coast now for whatever reason. That's bulk. And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about New York and, you know, the possibility of going there. There's going to be a bunch of teams with a lot of money this summer. And, you know, I think it would just be extremely tough for the Bucks to land a top-tier free agent. And then on top of it, I mean, you got to think down the road. I mean, you got Giannis. Who's going to get the Supermax, right?
Right.
And do you bring in that? I mean, what, two-thirds of your payroll is going to go to two guys? I don't know.
I'm seeing Bucks fans, as we talk to Gary Wolfel, that say, well, let Middleton walk. Mirotić can play that role. I mean, we haven't even seen Mirotić play yet. I think that if the Bucks have a good thing going here, and I think that this Bledsoe, Lopez, Brogdon, I mean, you try to keep that together as long as you can. Look, in Golden State, they figured out a way to keep those guys together, and they got some breaks along the way. You know, Curry had his ankle injury, and that, you know, kind of let him get in a lower contract right away. KD certainly could be making more money elsewhere. Draymond and Clay are making less than $20 million. So I think the best chance to stay competitive is to convince the guys you've already got to continue to play for this organization. And if you have to go over the luxury tax, I mean, these guys have a lot of money. Everyone's telling me, $25,000 to Mark Lazary. He's got $100 billion. Okay, well then keep investing it into your team. I think that the Bucks have such a good thing going. And again, we'll see how they do in the playoffs. I'm getting upset that with the Bucks being 42-14, everyone's dreaming of something better than Middleton and something like let this team that has played so well let them be the ones to try to bring a title to Milwaukee. Let's keep this going as long as we can. And it's going to be tough to figure it out financially, but that's the job of John Horst. That's the job of the owner. So I feel like Bucks fans too often, and I'm sorry I'm doing this again, everyone, but I just too often you're always looking at the neighbor's grass to see how much greener it is when you've got a 42-14 team playing here with two all-stars and a player in Chris Middleton who, while he may not be deserving of a max, if you took everyone in the NBA and went 1, 2, 3, 4, who gets paid what? In the landscape that everything shook itself out in, he's going to get one from the Bucks, and this is a pretty good team, and he's a pretty good player. So I think that's just what has got me all bothered today. I don't know what I'm expecting from you as a response, but it's your turn to speak.
No, I like I said, 99.9% of the time I agree with Chuck, but I agree with you 100%, Bart, on the Middleton situation. But I think they have to re-sign him because there's no guarantee that they could find anyone better than him out there. But I think the biggest question to me as far as Bucks free agency this summer is going to be Bledsoe and how far they're going to go with him because he's playing out of his mind right now. And if he continues to play like this at a very, very high level, come playoff team, he's going to be in store for a nice hefty raise And then the Bucks are going to have to decide, hey, are we going to give him a 4 or 5 year deal when he's, what, turns 30, I think, in August or whatever? You know, what is he, 29, 30, somewhere in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to make a commitment to a guy that's, you know, over 4 years and who's had a career year and you don't know if he's going to play at that level again, you know, going forward? I think that's going to be the toughest call for the Bucks.
Will the determining factor be how well these guys play in the postseason is if they keep these guys together? Sure, they might blow through the regular season. It looks great right now. But when they get to the postseason, if they do not make a deep run in the postseason, John Horst and the brass of the Bucks might say, you know what, we got to make some changes to try to get over that hump and get a little better.
Yeah, you know, I've actually talked to like 3 or 4 executives in the last two, three weeks, you know, about the trade deadline and free agency, and they're all convinced that Middleton's going to get his money. It's just going to be a question of, you know, how much and if he gets the max. With Bledsoe, they're pumping the brakes on Bledsoe. Bledsoe makes $15 million this year, and the people that I talked to said they would probably give him $17, $18 million, okay? So that's not a very big increase. But again, it only takes one team, right? And if Bledsoe plays very well in the playoffs, I would imagine he's going to get 20 or perhaps even more.
Gary Wolfel, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, wolfelspressbox.com. I think you came out of that one unscathed, Gary. I think Chuck and I will just keep slapping each other in the face, and you can just walk in and cleanly walk out.
Thoroughly enjoyed the time.
Always a pleasure. Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, my question to you, if you say no top free agents will come to Milwaukee, then if Chris Middleton is a top free agent, why does he want to come here? Why would he want to stay here?
Because he's already been here.
Okay.
You don't think having a guy in your system for 5 years?
Well, I do. I do. I do. But I think, though, the word is out. You think Giannis isn't about at the All-Star game talking about, hey, we got a great situation in Milwaukee? You don't think that that doesn't help the Bucks cause at all, that Giannis, the guys would want to play with Giannis? And with the way they got a winning mentality, I mean, for years and years, the Bucks have had just a, you know, they've been in a horrible situation. They've been in basketball hell. But finally, I really believe it has turned around. It is, like I say, a new day with the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think Giannis could recruit a free agent here.
Why don't I have Chris Middleton tell you himself?
Giannis has been here his whole career, and he hasn't told us or made us think that he wanted to leave. I mean, from everything I heard, he wants to be here for the rest of his career, and I feel the same way. I mean, for us, it's not being in the right market, it's being with the right team. This organization, they've done everything that they can to make sure we succeed.
It's easier to retain a guy at that level who's been here.
Sure.
Than it is to go and convince somebody else to come here.
Here's what I always feel it is with our teams. Oh, at first, there's a resistance to come to Milwaukee. Oh, I don't want to play for the Bucks. I don't want to come to the Brewers and play. Oh, I don't want to go there. Then they come here, and they thought, oh, it's not so bad after all. Or it's not so bad after all playing for the Packers. Oh, it's not so bad after all playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. Or, you know, now the Milwaukee Brewers. So guys who've come here and played, they've ended up liking it here, and then they've, you know, they've either stayed or they've moved on. But I don't think anybody who's really come here has had a bad time. A top player who's come here and played and didn't like playing in Milwaukee.
Greg Monroe.
Well, yeah. But
that
wasn't
was
like
Jason
he didn't
Kidd's
play.
Fault.
Yeah, I would say that was, yeah. And you know what happened, though, Monroe, though? He's not playing anywhere. The league has turned where.
He just got traded again, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he's at the end of the bench. I mean, look at the end of the playoff series last
Toronto
year
just
Boston.
Traded him, though.
What's that?
Where did Toronto trade Monroe to?
Oh, I don't remember. That's
Horvat, do you remember?
But that's how little irrelevant Monroe has been. Look at last year in the series against Boston. Monroe was playing in garbage time. But that's because the NBA doesn't fit his game anymore. So it wasn't that he came here and it was the reason why. It wasn't because of Kidd or anybody else. It was because his game doesn't fit the NBA.
He went to the Nets.
He went to the Nets?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Yeah, his game doesn't fit the NBA. So if you're going to say,
I got no idea where Greg Monroe's playing anymore.
But that's where Monroe is. So you can't say the kid ruined Monroe's career.
So he's a free agent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid ruined Monroe's career.
He didn't, though.
Yes, he did.
No.
Horvat?
I don't know, man. I think Monroe got paid and then he got lazy, to be quite honest.
But he did. Yeah, and Monroe's game doesn't fit the NBA.
KJ.
Brooke Lopez, his game fits the Bucks.
West Dallas. Aloha, KJ.
KJ.
What's going on, my two dogs? Hey. The Gladiators are bumping heads this morning. I love it, man. Hey, Bart, let me ask you a question. Wasn't Chris Middleton a throw-in to the deal to the Bucks by John Hammond?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the only way that I would want to keep Chris Middleton is if he stayed in his lane. And, I mean, if he took a deal where he made more than he's making now, but there's no way I'm going to give him a max deal. I mean, if he gets in where he fits in, it's okay.
I'm just saying the Bucks aren't going to have a choice because someone else is going to offer that to him.
Let me finish. I don't care if anybody offers them. If they do that, that's fine. That's their mistake. Giannis, when we're going back to Giannis, Giannis is a generational player, like a LeBron, almost like a Kobe. Giannis can make anybody look good right now with his play. And he has basically made Chris Middleton a lot of money. And that's evident in the way that Middleton has played without Giannis.
You know, I got something to say. How many free agents went to go play with LeBron in Cleveland?
Who cares?
Nobody.
What I'm talking about is
so if they're not going to go play with LeBron in Cleveland, who's coming to play with Giannis in Milwaukee?
Yeah, but they got guys, though.
Well, they
got
traded for Kevin Love. They had Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
They didn't go sign anybody.
Well, he didn't need anybody else. He had those big three.
Who went to L.A.? Caldwell, Pope, Beasley.
It's early in the game in
L.A. Nobody went there.
But in L.A.?
Yeah, nobody's there yet.
Well, Bart, that's still to happen, though.
Nobody went to the small market to play with LeBron.
Bart.
Well, they
LeBron
had the big
had
three.
To leave Cleveland to go play with other people because no one's coming to Cleveland to play with LeBron. So who's coming to Milwaukee to play with Giannis?
He had Dwayne Wade. He had at end of his career, but he had Dwayne Wade. He had Love. He had.
You're counting Dwayne Wade 2 years ago as the free agent signing?
What was wrong? That was a big move at the time.
Oh, yeah. But that's his best friend.
Well, okay. But who are you gonna add to that team? You're already paying Love a lot of money. Kyrie was making a lot of money. LeBron. What free agent was going to come to Cleveland because those three were taking up all the salary cap?
KJ, I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll get you in a second, okay?
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to put him back on hold. I know that I don't even think he got his one point out. Freeze, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll keep yelling at each other. Sound good?
Sounds good. We got another hour of it.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here on The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.